your boy Malik though. Yeah. Said I told him we was back. Look. Been through up and downs like a staircase. Somehow I gotta get my mom off Section 8. If I eat, best believe she get a plate. Can't sleep, it's too much money to be made. I can't just fuck with anybody, so I use protection. A dangerous mind is more dangerous than a loaded weapon. Can't fuck with iffy niggas, all that second guessing. Where I'ma be every 10, that's my only question. Got a soul looking up to me, can't let him down. Gotta think about his face when bullshit come around. Elevation over ignorance, my motto now. From here I'm only going up, can't be looking down. Used to have a gang of bitches on my phone line. Now I'm hanging up in faces, making hoes cry. Late night hustles on a long drive. And my Chevy playing Baby J song cry.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 13, Structure of Broke Ain't No Joke. We are finally back at it again.
It's your girl, Loija.
And this is Carmen. And again, like I said, we back in the studio. Dang, girl, it's been like a while since we recorded.
It definitely has, but it feels good, though, to be back. Season 2, I don't think they're ready. I really don't think they're ready.
I don't think they're ready. Like, I don't even think they know the type of guests we have lined up for this year. But before we go into that, because we do have a very special guest who's patiently waiting, and I know you guys are all excited, Aloysa actually wants to bring a very positive type of quote into this new year.
Hello, we got to start this year by being positive. So we wanted kind of to bring now to every episode some like a quote of the episode, I guess, or of the month, whatever it is. But the quote for today is, focusing on the negative is the quickest way to unhappiness. Practice the ability to find positivity. And that was said by Gary Vaynerchuk. I guess he's like very famous on Instagram. Like, my cousin is constantly sending me like his videos all the time. Like, he's like, I love this guy. Like, he's so motivational. Like, I'm like, okay, he motivates me now. So I'm just like, you know, I just wanted to put that positivity out there now.
No, yeah, we definitely want to introduce like these positive quotes into every episode just to leave you all with a little message. Don't forget to follow him on Instagram at Gary Vee. So it's GaryVee. But again, this is our 13th episode and it's called Structure. You know, before we jump in, I feel like we always kind of tie into like how this structure came about, but I just love the way that Aloysa kind of puts kind of like the definitions together for this episode.
To begin with, like, I normally don't struggle with a name, but for something like, I was like, Season 2 is coming up, I was like, I need something to catch everyone's attention, like, and you know what better than to, you know, have structure in your life. So for some reason, like, structure just kind of stood out with me. We were like, I was talking to Carmen like how it normally always happens. We're always like either having a conversation over dinner, over breakfast, something, and out of nowhere, like, structure just stood out because it's a new year. Everybody has a resolution for the new year. So it's like, why not, like, you know, try to make a structure for yourself. Like, you know, let me follow this year instead of like saying I have a resolution, instead of, you know, you get disappointed in like if you can't achieve it or something like that. So it's like, you need to, maybe if you structure yourself more as a person, you'll be like, you know what, I'm checking stuff off, I'm doing this, you know. It's an easier way for you to like to see life or try to like experience life.
Definitely agree. I feel like for us, even though we're roommates and we have this podcast, like, we're really trying to structure ourselves as businesswomen, as people that promote events and promote ourselves. So we hope that this episode really speaks to all you listeners, you know?
That's definitely true. And we just want to kind of introduce today the artist that we had picked for the 13th episode of Broke Ain't No Joke Season 2. And the artist's name was Maletho. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Maletho. Ayo, get it. His the song was named 7 Days. And it was actually swaggy. I like it. Is he from LA, New York, Boston? Where are you from?
He's actually from my hometown. He's from San Diego.
Get it. Carmen got some peoples on here now. Get it, girl. How you feel?
San Diego artists, like, we can't sleep on y'all, okay? We're, like, not that far away from LA, so keep sending your music, people, okay? Thank you.
So if y'all want to follow him on IG, his name is, his IG is Maletho, M-A-L-E-T-H-O dot T-G. I don't know what the T-G stands for, so once again, at Maletho dot T-G. Okay, so, and follow him on YouTube or SoundCloud, which is Ronel Ashe. Ashe. Okay, so Ronel, R-O-N-N-E-A-L, last name Ashe, A-S-H-E.
And for all of our listeners, like, we really put a lot of thought into this episode. Like, you guys are in for a treat. Like, we have some interesting topics that we're going to get into. But also, like, because structure can mean a lot of things to different people in different points of their lives, we actually have a definition, which Alois is going to read off.
The definition of structure: finding the relationship and balance between the parts of the parts or elements of something complex. Let that sink in. Let that sink in for a minute. Yeah. I don't think they're ready for this episode.
No, I don't think they're ready, but we are so ready to get this started and popping. But before we go into that, we actually have a very special guest that we kind of were really hype about to introduce. He's here in the building, so give a huge welcome to our featured creator, which, hey, who is he, Aloysa?
I'm going to say this in my hickest voice ever. Versati. Hey, go ahead, Versati. Introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for having me. As you said, my name is Vic. Mostly people call me Vic, and Versati is actually my Instagram name.
Oh, it's just an Instagram name? Well, I thought that was like your barber name or something.
No, it's actually, I meant to have Versati, and on my Instagram it has three eyes.
Yeah.
But I wanted one eye, but it was taken because Versati is actually short for versatile, being able to adapt to things rapidly. So
okay.
That was the aim.
Okay, well, his name is Vic. His Instagram goes by Versati. So make sure y'all follow him at V-E-R-S-A-T-I-I-I. And he's actually a celebrity house call barber. Look at that.
So for those that don't know, like, because we were just like, dang, we really need to have you. Like, we have a lot of creators that do come up to the studio, and they've mostly been in music, but we've never had somebody that's more in like the beauty barber space. So if you could just give a quick introduction of what do you do? What is your hustle?
Well, I am a barber, like you guys said right now. I just happened to, you know, come around a couple of really good people who put me in really good places when I was in really dark places. So I managed to be able to talk to people, learn about people, have conversation with them, and just like one thing leads to the other. And then like one day I'm here at the barbershop, the other day I could be up in the hills, or I could be up in a roof or studio. So it's just like a compilation of things. It's everything just came together. So now I'm here.
That's dope though. You here, you made it. You know?
No. I'm still looking to make it. As you know, there's always different steps that you wanna.
Well, the first step is making it here, and you made that.
Yeah.
So. It's the concrete.
It is
the start.
It is. I actually went to, like, I've been here 6 years in California, so I moved from Jersey to California, and I've been here 6 years. The first 2 years were not that great.
I could agree with that.
Yeah, they were not that gray. They were the gray ones, but they were the best ones because those are the ones that made me grow. So
no, it's like refreshing that you mentioned that the first 2 years are always the hardest. Like, I just made 2 years in September. Aloysia is almost making two years. So it is tough, you know, like, who do you trust? Like, how do you build yourself as a person, as a businessman? So you mentioned some dark times. How do you keep yourself, like the theme of the episode, structured to make sure, like you said, you haven't reached that pinnacle of success? I feel like everybody always has to keep going, because when you make it, it's like, well, what do you do from there?
So basically, like I said, the people who surround you is basically going to dictate what's around you and what you're actually striving for. So I happened to meet this my partner, his name is George, and he's the owner of the barbershop where I work at now. So he put me on to, you know, different level. He got me on a different level. Like, I had a conversation with him. We both had the same type of where we want to be at. We both had goals, like, we want to achieve this, we want to do this. So I instantly connected with him. And first month that I started working with him at the barbershop, and the first month I went on to shoot the Super Bowl commercial that I had nothing to do with, was nothing that I was looking for, but like, it just happened to land on my lap, and I just like took the opportunity. You know, barbers is something that is natural to me. I do it all the time. So I practice every day and stuff like that. So those things, when it came to me, I just took it, and it just flew right by. And after I got done with that, it's like, what's next? So you have to always be checking things off. Like, all right, I did this. What am I going to do next? Who's like the people around you? Who's pushing you to do more? And George is one of those persons who's always like pushing me to do more. So very grateful for
Shout him. Out to George. You know, everyone needs a George.
Facts.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. We need those people around you that motivate you. Like, it was like I was telling my friend, she just came from New York, and she wants to move out here, and she's a singer. Mm. So I'm like, when you come out here, I notice that when you hang around people that are actually creating, like, those are the people you have to be around. Like, you have to keep that momentum. If you don't keep that, like, you can't just go be with somebody that's constantly trying to do drugs. Like, you're going to end up doing drugs. Like, you feel me? So it's just like, I told her, you got to come here with a mindset and just kind of like, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, be religious to it and just kind of like stick to it and be like, no, I'm going to get this shit done. If I'm coming here for music, I'm doing music. There's no times to play, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to add in there. I forgot that we forgot to mention. Hello, he's Dominican. Because they don't got no Dominicans here in Cali, okay? No. Unless Dominicans in Cali, shout outs to y'all.
I was going to say, like, that's actually one of the reasons, not because you're only Dominican, but, like since living with her, like, she's taught me a lot. I think she is my George, to be honest. And she put me onto a lot of things of different cultures, especially, like, the Latino community. Like, here in L.A., like, I never knew there was a bigger population of Dominicans here doing a lot, to be honest. So
they do a lot.
Like, y'all are so talented in general. But to me, it's just, like, dang, like, you have to find yourself a community, so... How did you make it here 6 years? Because a lot of people leave after 2 years.
To be honest, I was this close to leaving. Like, but my probably my second month here, I was all right. It's time to take off. But man, when I first got here, my cousin, he's a DJ, so he knows a big amount of people, and I met this one girl probably like a week after me being here. And it so happened that she got pregnant the second week I met her.
Oh, wait. We need some context. Oh,
See, this is where I have to drop this at the moment. Save sex better than... Hello, what's that? What's the lyrics? Oh, my God.
The Lil Wayne.
Like, great sex is safe sex. Better use a latex.
Yeah.
Vic, I'm sorry, we had to.
Our last episode, Vic, you had. I should have sent you that episode. Oh my God.
He should have listened to that one, because that was all about sex.
Safe sex. Yeah.
We should have had you as a guest on that one, but you know what? We know now. Yeah. But it's okay. It's okay. It's a blessing to have a kid.
Oh man, that's actually what kept me here. So I'm grateful for that one.
Like, oh, what's your baby? She have what? Like, she Dominican, but she
she's
have
Dominican, half Guatemalan.
Ah, that's cute. Yes. I follled this DJ. She's Mexican and Dominican. Like, Susie? I like that mix.
Susie?
Yeah, DJ Susie, right, yeah. Right, cause some Mexican here be thinking that us Dominicans don't know Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like, we know Spanish, okay?
Oh. And she could cuss you out in all the Spanish, okay?
And I could curse you out in French if I wanted to too, so bye. Mm.
But I think that's awesome. Like, I mean, yes, your daughter kept you here in California, but now you have even more motivation to grind, you know, because you're not just thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your daughter and your career.
Yep. That's actually what kept me grinding. Like I said, the first 2 years was tough. Me trying to figure out what I'm going to do, where I was going to end up. I was in in places where I didn't really see an exit. All I was just trapped. And I remember this one time I was going through it with my baby mother, which I'm not with her anymore, but I was going through it, and I basically left the house. So I left the house. I had nowhere to go. All I had was my car. So I slept in my car for 3 days. And I went to, I remember I bought this book that I didn't really like look at. It was just like laying around. And I think it was called 10 Things Successful People Do. And I bought it at Bonds. I think it was like $7 or something like that. So I read that book in my car the first day. So I gave myself 3 days to get myself together. I had to find a place. I had to find a job because I didn't have a job at the time. And I had to find a purpose. So purpose, my daughter, job, Barco, where I'm at right now. And then I had a good friend of mine that I reached out to, and I was like, hey, I got to stay here for a certain amount of time. But I did all of that in one day. So I took care of everything in probably the first hour. So it didn't really take me long. So I took care of that in the first hour, and then I gave myself 2 extra days to just like read and just like refresh my mind and, you know, just, yeah.
That's actually a very great way for, like, you get what I'm saying? Because some people just give up. That's so random that he goes into Vons and he sees a book, and the book is like, it's like a message. You take things like that. You can't like just, some people just walk past the book and be like, you know what? No, I'm just going to sit here and sob. Something will fall in my lap. No, you have to work. You feel me? And the fact that you didn't give up, like, that's some real shit. I fuck with it. What kind of book was it again?
I think it was called, don't quote me on it. It's been
I'm gonna quote you on it.
I think it was called 10 Things Successful People Do.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I need to read that shit.
No, for real. Like, I feel like we can all relate to this if you're listening or if you're a new listener, like, about feeling like you have hit rock bottom and you don't know where to go. But it's in these instances, I feel like, where you feel like, dang, I don't know what to do, that you really do find your purpose. And for some of us, it takes longer to find what it is your purpose is. You know, everybody has a different journey. So if you're listening and you feel lost and you're like, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do with my life, trust the process. I feel like your purpose will come to you, but you still have to put in the work, because nothing is granted and nothing is given. Trust me.
Absolutely not. You better get that ass off that couch and work for that shit, because my mom never told me to be a sucker. She always told me to work, 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 work until you get that shit. So, like, being out here in LA, like, you know, you said you're the mother of your child, because I don't like using the baby mama term. I'm sorry. The mother of your child. Like, are you, like, seeing anyone? Guatemalan? Mexican?
No, I'm actually...
we need to know.
Okay, so I'm engaged. I'm getting married this year.
Look at that. Thank you. And what's her nationality?
She's Dominican, German, and Irish.
Ooh, yes. Get it.
She cooks.
He said, and she cooks.
Oh, he's throwing shots, but we're not trying to instigate here. We're not trying to instigate. I'm just saying, she don't cook.
I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up, so are you cooking for her? Because if she's catering to you.
I got a personal masseuse if you need one. I'm just saying. He does house calls.
I might have to hit you up on that. I might.
Let me know. Mm-hmm. Let me know. That's awesome, though. Engage. Wow. And you met her here in LA?
I met her here in San Diego, actually. Good.
Were you in the gas lamp party and you found her?
No. But
were you in Pacific Beach?
No, but I've been there multiple times. I was actually, have you been to La Luz? Okay.
Are there more Dominicans in San Diego?
Yes, because it's that's where military and everything.
Oh, the military base, yeah. Oh, I need to go over there so I can find me a military daddy.
It's really good vibe. You should definitely check it out.
Oh, I need a military daddy. They benefits is good. I'm sorry.
How do you balance a relationship, a very healthy relationship, obviously, if you're getting engaged, and your business? Because we're businesswomen, but we've always wondered, like, dang, how do we balance both?
So right now I only work probably 4 days a week. So I keep the 4 days that I work, I'm working those 4 days. So I have 3 days off that I dedicate to my my family, my daughter, and my fiance and stuff like that. So I take care of those things and I spend time with them. And then I communicate. I'm always like, she's basically the one that does all the communications and actually she's fills in all the dark spot that is, you know, that I
that have. You need improvement
yes,
in.
Yes, that I need improvement in.
That's so dope. Okay, shout outs to wifey. Mm-hmm. Get it. I better see her ring. Oh. Cause she cooks, so her ring better be real nice and big.
You know, she made me a flan the second night.
Wow. She made you a flan?
Wow. Wow.
I call it get on your knees flan.
I need a get on your knees flan ASAP.
Wow. I need to talk to Shorty because she over here keeping niggas off second day flan. Like, I need to talk to you, ma. You need to call me up. I need some training.
Can she teach me? Because I'm about to get flown. Well, I'm flying myself out, so maybe I need to bring this fun with me on the plane.
Definitely.
I mean, quick question. Like, well, I don't want to ask you because I don't want your wifey to get upset. You haven't, like, it's just more like she's flying out to see someone, right? Mm-hmm. They're not boyfriend and girlfriend. But it's just like, I think it's dope that she's flying herself out because it's like, if you don't want to stay with the nigga, bye.
I agree.
You feel me? Like, you don't, he buy you a flight, girl. He could put you out. He could do too much.
He owns you.
Like, no, it's just too much. Mm-hmm. It's too much. So,
That's like, for instance, if we're in a club, right, and I buy you a drink, it's like, and you allow me to buy you a drink, it's like, I have some type, like, I own something from you.
I'm negative. I have to deny on that.
A lot of people feel that way. I mean, I don't generally agree.
Listen, my thing is, you could go to the bar, I'm going to stand right next to you, I'm going to hawk you, because anything can happen within 2.0 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I'm an observing bitch, because I'm always smoking, so you know, my paranoia be on 1,000. So I'm over here looking at you like, you don't owe me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my drink. I'm going to be like, if I like the conversation, I'll stay with the conversation. That's what really sparks if you buy me a drink. Like having me stay for a conversation. But if you suck as a conversation, I'll be like, okay, thank you. I'm a lesbian. Bye.
I completely agree with you, but that's not what they feel.
But nope, they're not owning me though. I'm just putting my opinion out there.
Yeah, I agree with your opinion. Obviously, I don't think, you know, anybody owns anybody. But what I'm saying is a lot of people, or a lot of men who actually does those things, they actually expect something back.
Those are toxic men.
I agree.
You know, very toxic men. And we need to stay away from those all 2020.
Tell them.
No, yeah, and I know toxic men be listening to our podcast, so please, hello, like, no.
Aloysius, we don't want you.
No, and this is actually a perfect segue into our topic that's coming up next, which I feel like a lot of people are talking about. You've probably watched, but Aloysius and I just recently started watching Netflix's Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. Ooh. Vic, have you been watching too? Yes. Because we're like, dang, what is going on?
Yes. I got a lot to say about that. Yes. Cause these undercover men over here. Let's talk about it.
Yes. And the first topic that we all want to discuss is, well, here it is, coming from a Latino man that we have here as a guest. And we definitely want some perspectives. We just want to know, like, the stereotypes of being Latino and how the hell did that affect Aaron Hernandez growing up in a very masculine household?
Well, I can't personally relate to his story, so I can't really tell you, you know, exactly probably what went through his head. I mean, I had both parents in my life, and, like, they brought me up right. So I came up in a very healthy environment. So I feel like he wasn't in that space where he was like having a good, basically he didn't have a good relationship with his mom, and his dad was basically the one that was dominating, and he was so he was like the X factor in the whole entire thing. So I don't, you know, it's very important to be in a really in a good space. Like, you could have all of this, but if you don't have this working for you, that's gonna affect all the other stuff that you have going on. And he allowed his environment to control, to narrate his story. And, you know, it's unfortunate. The guy was going to make, super talented, $40 million contract.
You know what's that? $40 million? Mm-hmm. And you out here killing people? Mm-hmm. Like that? Like, I just can't even, like, sometimes I, like, watch it and then I just be like, okay, I have to, like, lose my concentration and do something else. Because, like, it kind of, like, as a person just makes you think back, like, ugh. Like, really? He was so fine, too. Rest in peace, man. It's crazy. But I got a lot to say about these stereotypes of Latino men, because I am a woman, and I am Latina, and I grew up in households where the men are super machismo, and they want to be dictating and doing and having you feel that you need to be submissive to them. And you know me. Don't play with me. Play with your mother. Thank you. So yeah, I came from a household, like, my dad is super, like, he was trying to be super dominated. Like, it was just so much. Like, he just, I feel like I got my temperament from him, honestly, because he's crazy. I love you, daddy, but you crazy. Really?
No, and I think that's, like, a general theme, right? Like, whether in a Dominican household or in a Mexican household, like, in my case, I have a stepdad, you know, like, he's kind of taken that figure in my life. But even though he's not my dad, he dictates a lot of things. And I agree with what both of you guys say. Like, sometimes the way that you're raised does affect you as an adult. I mean, in this case, unfortunately, he is in a very extreme situation where he became a killer at such a young age. And yeah, like, it's just very unfortunate that sometimes how you your upbringing and how you're raised really does dictate you as an adult. Like, that really sucks sometimes.
I really do feel that his dad, though, had more of that, of kind of fucking up his mind a little bit more. Because it's like, he didn't even give him a chance to be like, okay, maybe you don't want to play basketball. Maybe he wants to be a swimmer. You feel me? You have to train. You wake up and train. You do this and train. Like, some people be like, oh, that's discipline. That's not discipline. You're making your child do what you want to do. It's like my uncle, he wants my cousins to play baseball. But because I be telling him, like, if you didn't do the proper steps for you to do whatever for baseball, why do you have to make your kids do it? Like, let them, like, decide, I want to play baseball, or I love baseball, let me do. No, don't just, like, hassle them to do it. Like, it's not okay. Like, that's why sometimes, like, people in my family, they be like, wow, like, Aloysia is always the one to always do this, because I'm so, like, outgoing. Like, shit, I moved 3,000 miles away from by myself. You feel me? Like, it's different. Like, I'm an only child. I was, like, living with my mom, living with my grandma, living with my godmother. Like, it was just, like, living in the yard. I didn't have a stable home, but you think that makes me, I want to be sitting here killing people? Like, I probably killed you in my mind probably, like, 1,500 times. But, I'm not going to seriously go to jail for you. Or go to, like, you know, I'm not doing that. I'd rather just kill you in my mind. Literally. Shots fired. You're dead. Like, but Aaron Hernandez, like, his dad, like, really played that role. Like, I feel like he really fucked him up. Like, he didn't let him have a childhood. That's what really fucks up kid for them, like, growing up, especially a Spanish, going to school. Like, where is he originally from? Boston? Yeah, so it's just like, I feel bad. Like, his dad, and then his mom, too, had a lot to do with that. Like, como dice mi mamá, un amor de madre, the love of a mother is, like, unconditional. And then it's like, you don't have a relationship with your mom. It's like, really? So, I think Aaron Hernandez, like, he had a lot of demons, and he didn't know how to handle them. He, as you know, he was young, then so much fame, 40 million, and then he's just like, he doesn't know what the fuck to do with all of that money. You feel me? Like, it's crazy to me. And I'm sorry if I'm talking bad about a dead person, but, like, we have our opinions here.
Yes, this is a raw and uncut episode of season 2, episode 13, Structure. But I do want to point out that Aloysia did a very, very interesting point regarding all this Aaron Hernandez, about Latino men following their passion. And, you know, like, in your case, Vic, like, you're a barber. Did you ever get some setback from your family to do what you're pursuing? Or did your family have a different take? Or maybe they don't understand what it is you're doing. They're like, why are you a barber? You could be a businessman or whatever. How do you explain to your family that what you're doing makes you happy and, you know, it's fruitful for you?
So similar to you, I moved 3,000 miles to come over here. And to me, like, my biggest thing was I was comfortable in the East Coast. Like I said, I had all my family that would support me on anything that I did over there. And it's, if I happened to, like, fall down, they would help me, you know, to pick me up. And that was my problem. I was comfortable. So comfort to me is a problem. So I came over here, and I literally had one cousin over here that I barely see him because we had different schedule. So when I came over here, I was by myself. So if I fall back, I got to pick myself up. And I have nobody to lean on. So, you know, that just, like, pushed me. Like, all right, I cannot let myself fall back because there's not going to be no pillow and it's going to hurt when I land. So that just kept me going. And it just, like, pushes me. It pushes me more. And now that I established myself over here and stuff like that, like, my family, my mom, my dad, and basically everybody just look at me like, hey, I see what you're doing.
They salute you because they see what you're doing. It's like the same thing. It's so crazy that you mention it. Like, I felt like in New York, I was so comfortable. Like, it's like, I'm an only child. Like, my family, like, they were constantly, like, always, if I needed something, here you go. Here, like, it was just like, I could never do so. I'm just babied. You know, that's how Dominicans are. They baby you. They love you. If they love you, they baby you. So it's just like I said, yo, I need to grow. But how am I going to grow if these people don't let me grow? Not in a bad way. It's just more in like, I don't want to be babied. I'm independent. Like, I'm already in New York doing what I got to do. But I'm still living at my mom's house. Regardless if I have my apartment downstairs in the basement, I still feel like I'm in my mom's house. You feel me? So I'm like, no, I feel too comfortable. Like, I can't. Like, I start feeling like weird, like my anxiety, like it's just like I want to feel like that freeness of like being myself. So when I first moved out here, I would call her every day like crying. She's like, but come back, please come back. I was like, nope, I'm gonna suck it up. I'm gonna suck it up. And then now I'm 2 years in and I'm just like, I go back to New York to be like, oh, you, what's your new song? Play your new song. Like, because now they see everything I'm doing. Like, I play a song in New York and they're like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe that's you. Like, or me doing fashion shows and they're like, oh, my God, look at me. It's just like, you got to make them believe it. Like, that's the thing with Dominicans. They don't ever find, like, entertainment to ever, like, grow. And it's just like, I'm going to prove to y'all that it is. Like, you feel me? Like, I just came out here to do one thing. So, but shout out to my family. I love y'all.
No, I definitely connect with that. I mean, I'm not far. I'm from San Diego, but I connect with...
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours. But trust me, those 2 hours... San Diego and LA are two totally different things. And I feel like what I wanted to do for myself was not in San Diego. And for me, when I go home, like, home is family to me. Going home means visiting my family, like, seeing selected friends that I still... you know, keep in touch with, because when you leave home, you really know who your friends are. People go out of their way either to visit you, like people that you really, that are your friends are people that come and visit you when you leave, in my opinion, or that like keep in touch and call you and be like, hey, like I'm seeing that you're doing all of this, like good job, like even if it's like a DM or something. But I think it's very, very commendable for everyone that's not from LA but is doing a lot of things in LA, because most people that are from LA, they're not doing much. So shout outs to us because we're doing a lot. And trust us, we hustlers.
We working. And then as my homeboy back in New York, his name is Frankie. He's not Dominican. He's Haitian and Trinidadian. And he'd be like, El Trabajando. So that's what we doing. El Trabajando. So shout outs to Frankie.
Hey, Frankie, I need to meet you because apparently I'm going to New York this year, so I need to go.
She going to be stepping in Brooklyn, Queens, you know, all the, oh, Dykeman for sure, because, you know, the Dominican Bobby's over there.
When are you going?
We probably going to hit up the summer, you know, I definitely want to record out there, make something, like, make, like a more visuals in New York and stuff, and I got to show Carmen, you know, the hood, like, you feel me? I got to bring her to Dykeman.
Oof. I'm ready. I mean, I already told her. I mean, my ready? Body, my spirit, my mind is ready.
Honestly, she's on her own listening to El Alfa, you know, her little bachata. So, no, she learning. She actually, her cooking is getting up there. Mm-hmm. It's saucy now because, you know, I got to put out there. I'm sorry, Carmen. But when you first started cooking, like she light seasoned. Like, let's just put it as light seasoned. She had like white people seasoning. Oh, like,
but.
You know, I had to show her the Dominican seasoning. Like, bitch, you gotta like spark it up a little bit. But she actually killing it now. So I, you know, yeah, she's half Dominican. To me, she's half Dominican.
Gotta try your food then.
Yeah. We feel me. Hey,
you know, we party till 7, right?
We, no, I think even later than that, honestly.
I used to go to work. I used to go to work. Well, when I used to go to work, I would have a backpack, and I would go out party and just have my clothes for work in my trunk. So then I would sleep in my car for like an hour, wake up, like park at my job.
Dang.
Wake up and just like head out to my job.
So you were never late to work, but you never. Partied hard, work no, hard.
No. Dedicated. And I just want to put out there that this is the first episode of season 2, episode 13. And he's actually the first guest ever on Broken No Joke that got here on time. So let's just put it up. Let's put it out there. Thank you. I think it's a Dominican in him. You know, he was like, I got to come in here early. You know? But he definitely got in here early. So shouts out. Thank you. You know.
Yes. And now it's like the favorite segment time.
Let's talk about it. I mean, I wanted to talk about, I'm going to say a little bit more about that and let's talk about it. But today I want to talk about something about my company. I ain't really going to put their name out there, but the company that I'm working for, oh, it's so ratchet. Please. Oh, my God.
What's going on? What's happening with your company?
Bitch, I am so over them. Like, they is so ratchet. Like, they need structure. That's what the fuck they need. That company needs structure because it's going to go out of business real soon. Because really, like, they don't know what the fuck they be doing. Like, it's just a whole mess. Like, it be mad drama, gossiping. And honestly, like, I said it the last episode, and I'm gonna say it every episode. This will be the last company I will ever work for. I'm not working for no other company. I'm working for myself. I'm gonna fucking do what I gotta do with my cleaning company that I have. Yes, guys, I do have one. It's not super legit, but you know what? My cleaning is legit, so hire me. Thanks. But yeah, my company is just too much. Like, it's just too super drama. Like, we come here for work, like nobody, and the drama starts from like the management. So it's like, my thing is, why contradict yourself and give your employees like a consent form where you have to sign and not talk about drama or not gossip, but y'all the first motherfuckers gossiping? Does it make any sense?
No, I'm lost.
Yeah, I'm pretty much. So it's just like, bro, like, I'm just so over it. Like, I'm over a 9-to-5. I'm over a schedule. Like, I just want to wake up, be a boss. Like, I am a fucking boss. So I'm just going to do what I got to do. So I, like, honestly, like, I think I'm going to look for that book that you said, because I like that. Like, you know, find a purpose and, like, you know, give yourself that time. Like, sometimes I be wanting to do so much and I feel like my purpose is everywhere. So I need to stick to one zone and kind of like go through, and then everything will fall into place. So it's just like, I need to like get focused, and honestly, maybe I need to read a book. Because I do music, and, you know, sometimes I get stuck with my lyrics. And it's just like, maybe me reading more in 2020, my lyrics will get better.
I agree. It would expand your vocabulary. So.
Ooh, get it, brother. Get it. Ew. I found a Dominican brother.
He's on time. He reads books. This is why he is getting engaged, everybody. Okay?
Because of that flan, too. So don't, let's not talk about it. Yeah. That flan got him.
That was it.
He was like, baby, you trying to marry me? Do you want to marry me? But, oh, my God. So let's talk about it. Carmen, you have a little segment here. So what's going on?
Well, if you were listening to the previous episode on season 1, I had let you all know that I'm going to be flying out pretty soon in February to go see a friend. But the thing is that I feel like, I know. I'm going to say friend because, like, yeah, he's a friend. It's a situationship.
A situationship. When I think, like, once you, like, that whole friendship thing and, like, the whole smashing starts, it's like, are y'all really friends? Are y'all maybe booty calls, friends with benefits? What is it? What is it, guys? Carmen?
I really hope we just become like travel fuck buddies. That's a new term, travel fuck buddies. I'm going to coin that.
I like that, travel fuck buddies. Yay.
Who wants a travel fuck buddy? Well, I'm not saying for me, guys. So please don't take it that way in that context, please. I'm just, that actually sounds dope, though.
Yeah, but maybe since you guys are both here, I can get a perspective from male and female. My thing is, like, yes, I'm going to go see this person, but this person doesn't text me as often. I don't need you to text me every day. But I feel like maybe I go out of my way to text you more than you do. And now I'm feeling like, should I still go? I mean, the flight's already booked, so I'm going. But I'm just like, what the?
Listen, bitch. I mean, if you want to just go get some dick, get it. But honestly, if he ain't texting you, that means he not really, like, he's focusing. His focus is somewhere else. A man is going to focus on you if he wants to focus on you. So I personally feel, you know, suck it up. I'm not saying stay in his house. I will rent a hotel near his house. And then like that, he could see and be like, yo, what? Like, I thought she was going to stay with me. No. You know, what you think, that you're going to have access to this pussy this whole weekend? No. I give you access. So if I want you to come to my hotel, I'm going to send you the address. But if not, I could just chill out here and make this shit a vacation. Actually, a mini vacation, mini getaway.
Dang. I don't know, Vic. What do you think? She's starting to make a lot of sense to me.
to be honest, I feel like I have to rep for my guys. I don't want to mess his situation up. I mean, I agree with everything she said.
Wow.
I agree with
everything. At least he said he agrees.
But
this is unraw. Yeah, unraw. Yeah. This is raw and uncut. You have to let us know.
If I'm helping out my brother.
Well, listen, I met him and he cool and everything, but he ain't texting my shorty. Bye. You ain't cool.
I agree with her.
You mini cool. You could be mini cool, but it's just like, don't gas her head up. You feel me? Like, don't go and be like, oh yeah, but then so you expect me to still show up? I'm not showing you that I'm thirsty, because I'm not. You feel me? So if you want to stop talking to me and stop texting me, my nigga, I could go and rent the hotel and I could just stay there the weekend and I'll find another dick. Bye.
You should just be a tourist. Just do all the tourist stuff, book everything. And then if he happens to come around, hey, I'm doing this. You want to join?
You join and then you go. And then, you know, see how it plays out. And if you're grown and if you want to do something, you do something. If you don't, no. Cage your pussy up. Cage that bitch up.
All 2020.
Listen, that kitty should not be giving up on 2020. 2020, we want to look for stable men that have, like, their mental health under control and want to, instead of fuck you, they want to make love to you. Period.
Period. Oof. Poo.
Oof.
That's it. That's all I got to say. I drop mic. Boom.
Drop. I mean, since you're new here, Vic, and you've never had a let's talk about it discussion with us.
No, this is raw.
This is your turn.
This is your turn now. So you need to say something, whatever it is, let's talk about it. Like, what do you want us to give you perspectives on, or like opinion on, advice on?
Perspective. Well, what do you, like, for instance?
All right, so, like, let's talk about it. It's like we pick, like, today's let's talk about it. I wanted to get that off my chest with my company. Mm-hmm. So we come here on this episode, on every episode, and we just talk about something that we have, that we need perspective, advice, or, like, you know, just, we just kind of want to talk about it.
Okay, so it could be anything.
Anything. Right. Anything. We don't judge.
So, all right, so I'm actually into the business side of things. I'm actually looking into the LLC versus
corporation.
So what would be your guys' takes on LLC and corporation when it comes to, like, let's say you want to open up your own business, because you say you have a business and stuff like that. I know you also said it's not
completely legit. I mean, I have a cleaning company where I still haven't gotten an LLC or a corporation. Mm-hmm. But for me, since I will have workers, I will do a corporation, which will be better for me. If I was to do a boutique, anything that where I'm selling, where merchandise, you want to do a LLC, because it's like more of like a tax ID. Even though the corporation, you still get your tax ID. It's just corporation is more how many workers you have versus LLC, which is you're the owner. So if I have a boutique, I'm doing all the work. You get what I'm saying? Like, all my inventory is in a warehouse. I'm scanning everything to a computer or whatever it is. Like, I really don't need that much workers unless I start getting big. But you could always kind of, like, switch that.
True.
So I just feel like it's always good to know what business it is you starting. Mm-hmm. And then from that business, see if you're going to have workers, then corporation will be better, because it goes by you getting your tax done by the end of, at the end of the year for your business. You get what I'm saying? Like, you get money back because of the fact that your employees are getting, are paying taxes. Mm-hmm. So your business doesn't get as taxed.
So what would be more expensive?
I mean, they both, you both got to pay for them. So I just don't, I wouldn't, I you have to do your research. See, don't quote, like, I can't give you a number, but I just know that I've done research on, I think a corporation would be better for a cleaning company.
Yeah, I guess for my question for you, maybe it's not like you can't say it on air because it's still like, you know, on the low. I would just say, like, what type of business are you trying to do? Are you promoting yourself or you're still partnering with somebody? Because I feel like if you're going into a partnership, you know, I'm not sure if the corporation would be that great. No. I would want some something to back me up to make sure that if the corporate, the business like fails, it's not like I can still like have some of my assets and your assets are not part of mine, because I don't know about all of that.
Corporation, you still get your own money though.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would just be careful just, of your partnering just, with somebody.
It's just more like cool, like for tax purposes. That's the reason why they kind of like divide them like that, LLC and corporation. I just know about the corporation because I know somebody in New York that owns like a bodega. So they have it as a corporation. I asked him, why do you have it as a corporation, not LLC? And he explained it to me, and I was just like, oh, that makes a lot of sense, because LLC will be better for a boutique, an online boutique. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't have that much workers. You're doing everything online. Mm. You're just shipping it.
Mm. Got it.
So, at least we know some shit. Damn.
Yeah, this is free advice from Broke Ain't No Jokes. So if you're trying to get a business consultant, Aloysia is here for hire, everybody.
Listen, man, I could be baby ratchet, but I'm very educated, okay? Thank you.
But yeah, Vic, like, what kind of business are you trying to run?
I can't say right now.
Oh, it's on the low.
Is it an escort? But nah, let me see. are you starting that shit in Vegas? What's going on?
Vegas too populated that, right?
Wow.
They got all that covered.
No, but for, I'm definitely trying to like expand this cleaning business. I want to make flyers. I want to put them out. So if you need anybody that needs somebody to clean their house, I'm here. I have a good special rates.
Is it just house or
anything? Apartments. Anything? Right now, I go on Craigslist. I also get like Airbnbs to like clean and stuff like that. So I definitely I'm just trying to be consistent and get more out there. Okay. Like, you know, get out there and just start cleaning these houses. So show them how Dominicans really do when we clean these houses. Put my bachata on, me fumo un tabaco, you know, smoke some weed before cleaning, and then go in there hot as hell.
No, I definitely want to endorse this because we mentioned it a little bit off air. Like, we're roommates, but we lived in downtown and we had another roommate named Leslie. Both of them taught me about Caribbean cleaning. There's a difference between Caribbean cleaning and then whatever else people be doing nowadays. So I know how to clean, and she is endorsed, everybody. Okay, your apartment, Airbnb, will be smelling like bleach. So be careful.
Before we leave or before we finish, I have to add one thing that happened. Let's talk about it, because I have to add this. It's about Carmen. It's a moment. So our other roommate, Leslie, where we live downtown, she was teaching her how to clean. So Leslie put mad bleach in the like bathroom, literally the tub. She was like, oh my god, all these fumes. I was like, this is how we clean. Our parents was like, open up the windows, do something, like put the vent. And she was just there. She was like, oh my god, I can't even breathe. Like, it was just so funny. I was just like, oh my god, like, this is what I grew up in, like in a house smelling like that. Whenever they clean, like, this is how you clean.
Facts.
This is how it smells. Like,
my first couple of years, I had like my own, okay, you gotta do this next week, you gotta do this. But then, like, after I grew up, I was like, man, fuck all this shit.
He's like, bye.
Y'all need to hire me. You already know. So follow Aura Cleaning on Instagram. So Aura, AURA Cleaning _.
Dang, but I'm telling y'all were not ready for season 2, episode 13 of Structure.
Yeah, I'm still kind of a little fucked up about the Aaron Hernandez though. Like, and then on top of that, we forgot to add the best part.
What happened?
He was fucking niggas on the low.
Oh yeah, he was.
He had a whole wife with a daughter. Yeah. Fucking people. What do you think about that? Being a man with a daughter.
Oh man, I don't think I want to get into that. that is tough. I mean, obviously there's a lot of things that he had inside that he couldn't say. Like his dad made it impossible, based on what I saw.
Yeah.
So his dad made it impossible.
There's a lot of underground Batsy boys though. Oh, Batsy boys means you know, I'm not trying to be like crazy, but you know, gay guys.
Oh yeah.
But I love you guys. I love you. So I'm just saying like. More like the Aaron Hernandez, like him being such a man, like manly, like doing so much, like a sports figure, and you're like sitting there, like literally, like killing people because they knew you was gay.
We just need to all like be you. Like it's 2020. Be you. If you wanna do something, do you. Yeah. That's the message.
Like yeah, it's okay. It's for you to like to have a sexual preference, and if you're like one of these like. Real thug guys and there's something like you know because there's a lot of those undercover ones that are very like thugs and it's just like why like you get what I'm saying like I done came across people that are fucking literally married and they're literally sitting there on their free time going to have sex with a man and then going back to their wife like that's crazy. You're not only lying to yourself, you're lying to somebody that you're supposedly in love with. And everybody around you, like, everybody is starting to, like this person, want them around, and then you're just sitting here living a secreted life? Like, it's, that's not cool. How? How can you sleep at night? We got, let's be more real, 2020. Something that a lot of people say that they are, but they not. So, when you real, you transparent. You don't care about what nobody says about you. That's just me. I feel like I've reached a level of transparency that I don't care. Like, even my family knows. Like, I'm about to be 30, boy. Like, y'all don't pay my bills. Y'all don't, so I'm going to just speak the way that it is. So, let's just have an open sexuality for 2020, guys. Like, especially, like, that whole, I was brought up in a family. Listen, like, you need help, go to a therapist, go seek something. Like, you don't have to sit there and hurt people along while you're doing it to yourself, like. Just let that shit go.
Yes, and ultimately, just find structure in your life. Like, there's nothing wrong with being you, but, you know, if you need to work on yourself, that's okay. Trust me.
Amen. So, Vic, because I know that that's, I keep calling you Versace. I kind of like that name, though.
I like that
name, too. Vic, so, how did you like our first episode?
Definitely raw.
and uncut,
and that's cool. You know, I like people to be themselves. I like to be around people who are themselves, and it's really cool. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, it was a pleasure having you, and thank you so much. So guys, we've came to the ending of our first episode on season 2, episode 13. So don't forget to follow us on Broke Ain't No Joke on Instagram. Also, we're calling out all artists. Please continue to send us your music. Don't forget that you can find our email attached to our IG.
And also, we just want to thank, in 2020, thank you for Espacio 1839 and Radio Espacio for still allowing us to record here. Don't forget to follow Espacio 1839 at ESPACIO 1839 and Radio Espacio at RADIO_ESPACIO_.
So you already know, 2020, we are trying to fill our calendars and bring you the best content for the podcast. So you already know, stay tuned with us to on our personal page. You can follow me on Instagram at Aloysia, A-L-O-Y-S-I-A-A-A, _.
And you can follow me at Carmen PR Girl. It's K-A-R-M-E-N PR Girl.
And please do not forget to rate us and give us a review on Apple, Spotify. Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Sorry about that. Edits.
Yes. And last but not least, we are live every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for our next episode. It's going to be on Wednesday, February 5th, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on radioespacio.org.
And Mr. Vic, would you like to go ahead and do a little outro of yourself?
I I think you guys do it better than I do.
Alrighty, so you know we had Mr. Vic here. Please follow him on his Instagram at VERSATII. Make sure you slide into his DM and let him know if you want. He needs a haircut. Tell them Broke Ain't No Joke sent you. His work is amazing. I was actually snooping. I have to add this in here before I leave. I was actually snooping on your Instagram, and I kind of came across that you actually cut Hit Boy's hair. How does it feel to actually cut a Grammy nominated producer? Like,
that's my guy. I love his work ethic. He's he's really dope. He's really dope.
See,
those are the type of people that just like push me forward. Like, I see your work ethic, I'm like, yo, I want to be this guy. I want to get to that guy level.
Hello.
On my own, you know.
So. Yes, but it was a pleasure having you. You definitely gave us a lot of insight. And we, you know, and taking out the time today to just come and chill with us and give us your opinion and just vibe out. So thank you.
Thank you.
And guys, it's been super real and super raw. You already know it's your girl, Loysia.
And your girl, Carmen.
We out.
7 days a week, I don't sleep. I don't sleep. 7 days a week, I don't sleep. I don't sleep, nigga. 7 days a week, I don't sleep. I don't sleep, nigga. Or 7 days a week, I don't eat. Look, back up in this bitch like I had never left. Been focused on myself more and never less. Been to be that nigga you wish you never met. Had to wake my game like I had never slept. Feel like Nike in that bank cause I've been chasing checks. But I'm quick to shoot it out if you're making threats. Reminiscing on them days when we was breaking necks. They say there's levels to this shit, so I took the steps. They say being broke is a joke, nigga. So what the hell is sleep when you broke, nigga? What the fuck is stress when there's hope, nigga? I'm tired of talking, now it's time to show, niggas. Drowning out my pain with a 50 Henny. Remember all them days when I ain't have a penny. Pockets anorexic, they was hella skinny. Now all I do is eat, but it ain't at Denny's. Now all I do is eat, but it ain't at Denny's. Now all I do is eat, but it ain't at Denny's. 7 days a week, I don't sleep. 7 days a week, I don't sleep. 7 days a week, I don't sleep. Or 7 days a week, I don't eat.